Now you'll hear the two long conversations.
Conversation 1.
Hey, Neil. Now that the midterms are over, a bunch of us are getting away for the weekend to go canoeing. You want to come along?
Well, it'd be great to get away, but I've never done it before.
None of the others have, either, except for me. I went once last fall, but there'll be an instructor in each canoe the first day.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. This is our last chance to take a break before finals. The scenery is beautiful, and if it gets too hot, we can dive in whenever we feel like it. The river's really calm this time of year. No rapids to deal with.
That's a relief. What would I have to bring?
Let's see. Tom's bringing food for the Friday night cookout for everyone, and the people who run the trip have tents set up, and they supply food and drinks for all day Saturday. On the way back Sunday morning, we'll stop somewhere for breakfast. So you have to bring a bathing suit and a sleeping bag.
Well, I do love camping and sleeping out. Where is this place?
Well, it's about an hour and a half to the place where we meet the trip leaders. We leave our car there, and they drive us and the canoes upriver to the place where we start canoeing.
And who's driving us to the meeting place?
Well, I was hoping we could take your car. Mine's in the shop again.
Oh, I see. It's not me you want, it's my car.
Don't be silly. So, what do you say?
Why not?
Great. I'll give you a call when I find out when everyone wants to leave on Friday. Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 19. What is the main reason the woman calls the man? What is one of the attractions the woman tells the man about canoeing? 21. What is one thing the man has to bring? 22. What will the woman confirm with the man soon?